GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. If you're just tuning in, buckle up, because today is a wild ride through the corridors of institutional finance, blockchain takeovers, and the demise of a technological trailblazer in crypto. Let's kick things off with a seismic shift in the crypto landscape. For the first time, JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley are not just dipping their toes into the crypto waters, they're cannonballing in as first-time sponsors of the industry's biggest annual conference. This isn't your typical conference booth setup with a couple of brochures. No, this is JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley putting their names next to the likes of Vitalik Buterin and Satoshi Nakamoto murals. Also gracing the conference with his presence was Michael Selig, the chair of the CFTC, standing on stage like a rock star while Senator Ashley Moody worked the crowd. And just as this ensemble cast took center stage in Miami, Bitcoin quietly shattered its own record, crossing the $81,000 mark. That's right, $81. It wasn't long ago that Bitcoin at $81,000 seemed as likely as a Dogecoin national currency. But here we are. This isn't just a vibe shift, this is the tectonic plates of finance realigning. Meanwhile, Bullish, the Peter Thiel-backed crypto exchange, has decided to go full bull by acquiring Equiniti, a pivotal Wall Street back-office operation, for a cool $4.2 billion. To put this in perspective, Equiniti is the company that ensures your trades actually count for something by handling stock issuance and managing billions in payments. In one swoop, Bullish isn't just buying a company, it's securing the very infrastructure that fuels Wall Street's engine. It's as if crypto has decided to move from the disruptive kid in the corner to the one driving the school bus. This is the biggest acquisition in the crypto space since Coinbase's Deribit buyout, and it's aimed squarely at institutional integration. On a more cryptographically complex note, ZK Sync Lite, the pioneering zero-knowledge roll-up that helped Ethereum scale by processing over a billion transactions, has officially turned off its lights. We're not talking a glitch or a hack here. This was a planned execution of a technology that still had $33.9 million in user funds locked within it. It's as if Matter Labs decided to throw a going-away party for a technology before gently nudging it off a cliff. The funds, while safe, are currently as active as a sleeping bear in winter. It's an unusual move, but in this space, strange is often the norm. The decision highlights the rapid evolution and sometimes brutal obsolescence in blockchain tech. It's a reminder that in the crypto world, even the tech that once seemed indispensable can suddenly go the way of the dodo. So what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? Well, the institutional embrace by JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley means the demand for blockchain-savvy talent is about to see a significant uptick. They're not just here to watch, they're here to build. Bullish's acquisition signifies a growing need for professionals who understand both traditional finance and blockchain tech. And as for Matter Labs pulling the plug on ZK Sync Lite, it underscores the necessity for developers to always be forward-thinking, adapting to the next best thing in blockchain, even if it means leaving behind a billion transactions worth of legacy. That's the grind for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.